listening to KCMD AM Portland. AM 970 Solid State Radio. Thank you for coming by. I'll find a way to blame that bit on Scotty. You watch me. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Thank you for coming by. It's Rick at RickEmerson.com. You want to email Rick at RickEmerson.com. Bob Costantini thinks we hate him. He's been on three different times. We booked Bob Costantini in D.C. three different times. First time he called and we canceled him because he conflicted with Clyde. The second time, I made some crack about how he was a poor man's Lisa Goddard. The third time, he's called and nobody's answered. We're batting 1,000 with that guy. Fortunately, he's just like a part-timer, so I don't have to impress him. It's 503-733-2970. Come up here in just a short while. We'll have a Scott Daly from Film Fever Radio. What else? We'll do this other crap that's sort of sitting over here. I'm tempted just to have you do the Portlandia thing again.
I'd be pleased to.
We can charge. Just so we can get through it once. Yeah, I mean, the IBEW will want to make sure you get paid for that, though.
I'll read it quicker at this time.
All right.
Did you want to do it again?
No, we'll do it later.
Later.
Do it later in the hour when everybody's expunged.
When everyone's forgotten.
Yeah, you get this like crazy look on your face.
Oh, because I just...
That's not even like frustration. It's like insanity.
Oh, well, you know what it is? It's exactly like when we were backstage at the listener party.
Yeah.
And that DVD crapped out halfway through.
Yeah, I had to calm you down. You were freaking.
It's like I can feel that vein in my forehead getting ready to go... You know, and it's like I'm just gonna... It's gonna be just like, Robert Guillaume on Sports Night, where I just clutch my forehead and hit the ground.
But everything turns out fine.
Why can't I have your attitude? Oh, yeah, it's because I didn't just get like a $9,000 check from the union. That does help.
I already spent it. There's nothing left.
It is a solve on the deepest of wounds, isn't it, Tim Riley?
I'll make you feel a little bit better. I brought my car into the shop to have something done, which I very seldom do because I don't drive. So I picked it up and I signed the credit card receipt without looking at it. When I get home, I get a phone call saying, you probably didn't look at your receipt, but I charged you $3,000 instead of
$300. Yeah.
Can we take care of that right now?
Okay.
We certainly can.
All right. And Sarah, you're just still holding your check and petting it like mice and men style?
Yes, I'm going to go deposit it today.
Okay.
I need some money for the weekend.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Cinco de Mayo. Oh, Tim, we got a request. Somebody said that they would chop off one of their body parts if you would say Cinco de Drinko.
Cinco de Drinko?
Except for you have to say it the other way that you did.
Cinco de Drinko.
Cinco de Drinko.
There you go.
So does that go to the policeman with the crippled children, I hope?
Send money.
Okay. It's 503-733-2970. We'll go to the city desk in a moment. Let's, hi, Steve, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up? Steve? For the love of God. Steve?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. Dig your show.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, I hear that type of stuff about the unions, and it just makes me sick to my stomach. I work in the construction industry, and I own my own dump truck company, and I'll tell you right now, we go to those union jobs where the guys are moving dirt and all that kind of stuff. 17 guys with one shovel, taking turns, $26 an hour, give me a break.
That's what I'm saying. The union is just for, the union is for slackers and gold brickers. That's my opinion.
The thing of it is, the rest of us get to eat on this deal because of the overall view is that unions are one of the direct problems with inflation in this country.
Your cell phone is, we're kind of losing your cell phone.
I think it's being done that way for his own safety.
Hello?
Hello, man, it's like they take the price of labor so far on the profit margin, the business owner can't stay in business.
No, I'm with you, sir. It sucks. It's a bunch of crap. Let's move on to a better subject. Are you spreading the word about the Rick Emerson Show?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Steve, together, you and I will fight the power, and you and I will come out ahead in the end.
Okay, tell them that they need more money to push those buttons, don't you think?
That's what I'm saying. And someday, the button pushers of the world who are biting at our ankles like so many unbroken house pets, they'll get there, Steve.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want me to go to the bathroom? Do you want to try and run the show?
I'm about the talent thing, bud, because that's the whole thing.
Thank you, sir. Trying to pander. Thank you, Steve. Steve, God bless. You listen. You call us anytime.
Thanks a lot, man.
All right, there you go. That's Steve.
He's doing it for the dump truck.
I was trying to pander. I'm trying to be one.
Let's see how you do without Tim and I.
I'm trying to be one.
You and Scotty J.
I'm trying to be one with the common man. You know I love you, baby.
Don't tempt me.
Have some cake, baby. Come on.
I'd like some cake.
I want you to have some cake.
And some Kool-Aid.
All right.
Special Kool-Aid.
He was like talking to Steve Bozell. It was like talking to a Phil Hendry character because his phone was just all... It's like, what is that, a digital phone? Is that what that is?
He's in St. John's.
It's like a Warp-O-Matic 5000. He can't understand anything.
It's being interviewed by Mike Wallace.
Seriously.
Isn't this your signature?
All right. It's 503. The hell is a goddamn number. It's 503-733-2970. For the love of God. Oh, Jesus. And I just got blindsided by that picture of Scotty J again. That is the worst photo that's ever been taken of anyone. You know what it is about this?
So what's the story? Is he in? Is that what he looks like when he's not at work?
It was taken by his parish priest.
It's the slack-jawed sort of...
Like catching him doing something he's not supposed
to. It's like you can hear the mouth breathing. You know what I mean? It's
that stash looks real, too.
The mustache?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would encourage everyone to go to rickemerson.com right now. Look at this photo of Scotty J. I can say this, by the way, because there are multiple bad photos of me with terrible mullets. Me with the scraggly wearing like vinyl fake leather jackets when I was 16. Photos of me with just like the worst acne and like a huge nose. My hair's all stringy and I'm wearing gigantic plasticky hot pink fake Ray-Ban sunglasses.
Is that from his MySpace page? I enjoy long quiet walks on the beach.
No, Nate's going to be moving in with this guy. What's that?
No, maybe we should put that up on our...
We should make that our profile picture.
Okay.
Yeah. And say he's looking for a smooth black boy. Or whatever it was. What was the girl looking for? Anna? Anna? The stabby girl?
Too soon.
All right. Is it too soon?
Oh, God, that's awful.
Is it too soon for the joke about the...
Yes.
Okay. Because you had a listener... We had a listener who was on his way to Savala's that night, but inadvertently stopped at the McDonald's where that killing took place. And I had the listener who emailed and said that perhaps the problem was that, so maybe, that the problem, he thought the party was at Stabala's.
I'm not going to comment on that.
Besides, it's Stab Wickley's, which is right next door to Stabala's.
Stab Wickley's.
No, because people actually do get stabbed at Stabala's.
I'm sure they appreciate you saying that on the air, too. Go to Sir Wickley's. You'll be killed.
But we'll be in, like, the space room or something and come out at 2 o'clock, and, like, the entire block will be shut down because another person got stabbed at Sir Wickley's.
Like
at least once every month.
Come on down. It's free knife night at Sir Wickley's. Why?
I don't, my friend, we do call it Stab Wickley's, though.
Jesus. Okay. Attention advertisers, you too can have your business referred to in this fine and glowing fashion by the, Scotty claims that, well, I'll tell you what. Here's the thing. I'm not going to talk about it right now. Go to rickemerson.com. I don't care if you have to stop in and break into a house and use their internet connection. Go to rickemerson.com. Look at this picture of Scotty J. And what we'll do is, I believe this calls for a captioning contest. So I'm going to put this on the MySpace account, page later.
Oh, yeah, I'm putting it on right now.
Put it at the Rick Emerson Show MySpace page.
Yes, that's what I'm doing.
Drive a little traffic, as they say.
Okay, and then whoever picks the best one, we can make it our quote for the week.
No, you're going to make it a blog posting so they can comment?
Yeah, I'll put it under the blog, and I'll put it as our main picture.
And then here's what we want you to caption it. And then whoever creates the best caption will win what? Something?
I have a Richard Cheese CD.
There you go. And Scott's got some movie posters from Stepford Wives and a bottle of ointment.
We could probably get a giant hamburger from Palace.
Yes, indeed. And Scott and Jay will come replicate this pose in your living room. And his wood paneling behind him. And what looks to be an aluminum Christmas tree. And I can't stress this enough, he's almost nude, except he's wearing these tight, miniature, puce-colored... marble baggy kind of things. And his mouth is open.
It shows too much and it just doesn't show anything and it's so sad.
It's so terrible. The goggles, they do nothing.
It could have been between record hops when he really needed the money.
My eyes!
He just finished swimming.
Yeah, really? This is... No, they'll be tastefully done. Sign this release. Okay. Look, I have a client in Thailand who has a very specialized interest. Would you like to come into this changing room?
Oh, my God, that looks so funny.
Oh, God damn. All right, it's 503-733-2970.
Should I specify this isn't you?
It's not me. Please, for the love of sweet Jehovah, it's not me. Rob, what's up?
Hey, man, that makes me feel a lot better about myself.
The picture of Scotty?
Oh, yeah, it's like walking into a Walmart. Look at that. I mean,
this is the changing room at a Walmart. That's...
Well, I'm just feeling, you know, so I'm getting a little older, my hair's getting a little thinner, I'm getting a little fatter, but at least I don't have that picture of me in existence.
Oh.
Hey, Scotty, you proud you got into a little part of broadcasting there?
Right.
And this is just the beginning. How long is this internship?
He's only been here like 2 weeks.
Yeah, don't peek early, man. Save some of the good stuff for later.
Thank you, Rob. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the city desk with your personal savior, Tim Riley. Oh, it hurts.
From high atop the bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk Newsbeat.
I can't look at it. I'm just closing.
Hey, Riley, report
it. It hurts. It's like shoving tacks into my eyes. Okay.
Maybe sure. His mom put them on a Christmas card. Send them to relatives.
That should totally be our Christmas card.
Yes.
Just paste a little, crudely paste a little Santa hat onto it.
Oh, we can dress them up for every season.
Oh, like
we
paper
should
dolls?
Totally do a Cinco de Mayo theme today before the end of the show.
Totally paste a sombrero onto him. Okay. Hey, somebody out there with Photoshop, crudely paste a sombrero onto Scotty's head and send it back to us. Thank you. All right, here's Tim Riley.
Well, we're going to talk about Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld.
Okay, fine.
Who ran into a buzzsaw of opposition when he gave a speech in Atlanta about the war. During a question and answer session, he was challenged by a former CIA analyst, Ray McGowan, who spent 27 years with the spy agency.
So I would like to ask you to be upfront with the American people. Why did you lie to get us into a war that was not necessary and that has caused these kinds of casualties? Why?
It's like, is it the House of Parliament?
First of all, I haven't lied.
Okay.
McGowan conceded. Well, it appears that there were not weapons of mass destruction, weren't there?
You said you knew where they were.
I did not. I said I knew where suspect sites were, and
you
we
said,
were just...
You said you knew where they were, near Tikrit, near Baghdad, and northeast, south, and west of there. Those are your words.
Oh, they're turning on you, Rummy.
And then CNN countered by playing exactly what he said, which was that. Rumsfeld talks about the administration claims that Saddam had files with Al-Qaeda.
I just like an honest answer.
I'm giving it to you.
We're talking about lies and your allegation that there was bulletproof evidence of ties between Al-Qaeda and Iraq. Was that a lie? Or were you misled?
Oh, see, here's the thing, is that Rumsfeld right now is making arrangements to have this guy killed. And he's not even going to have him killed by a third party. Rumsfeld, this guy's going to wake up and Rumsfeld is going to be right there wearing like a black mask and holding like a long pokey thing. And it's
just like in Beef of Vendetta.
Yes, exactly what it is. This guy's going to wake up, and he's going to wake up, and he'll just be in a basement, and there's going to be Rumsfeld with a red-hot poker and, like, a power saw. So, there you go.
What about Zarqawi before the U.S. invaded Iraq?
Zarqawi was in Baghdad during the pre-war period.
Zarqawi? He was in the north of Iraq in a place where Saddam Hussein had no rule.
And this is a guy who's from the CIA, right?
Yeah.
He's being heckled internally. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a bad time, Rumsfeld. Sorry, man.
Got a couple of Florida stories here.
Oh, and I'm sorry. Stories from where?
Florida. Sunshine State. They've arrested a man because of his toes. Richard Costello of Clearwater was apparently trying to sell stolen motorcycle parts on eBay. He posted photos of the items laid out on the floor, but his feet were also in the pictures. Officers noticed that the toes were tattooed with letters spelling out white trash. Upon searching their records, detectives matched the toes to Costello. Apparently, these toes are on fire. They arranged to meet to buy motorcycle parts and cupped them.
All right.
Then here's our second one. Nearly 40 DirecTV installers were fired this week after giving on-camera interviews with our favorite TV station, Local6.com from Florida. About a company policy they say forced them to lie to Florida customers.
Fantastic.
Apparently, they said their supervisors have been putting pressure on them by deducting $5 from their paychecks for every DirecTV receiver that is not connected to a phone line.
I know exactly why that is, too. This has to do with the jacking you for pay-per-view events. Mm-hmm. That's totally what this is about. Yeah. Oh, these weasels.
A Local 6 reported that phone lines are not necessary for a DirecTV system, but having them enhances the service, allowing customers to order movies through a remote control instead of through the phone or over the internet.
They tried to tell me for the longest time that you had to have a phone line, and you don't. You can completely, let me just tell you this right now, public service in the Rick Emerson Show. If some guy from any satellite company tries to tell you that you need a phone line to have satellite access, that person is full of it. It's a load. It is, as my friend Martin would say, a load of garbage that they're slinging on you. The only reason you have to have a phone line is so that they can sell you, like, they can give you, like, pay-per-view porn and sporting events, which they charge you, like, $1,000 for. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's not true. It's a lot of bupkis is what it is.
Well, Hungarian builders who drank their way to the bottom of a huge barrel of rum.
Oh, wait a minute, this is the store I'm talking. Where did Sarah go?
She just ran out. Oh, I think she just found the same thing and is out printing it.
Sarah's actually out printing the story that we're reading right now.
Uh huh. That's exactly what I was just
saying. Is exactly what it is. Yeah. This is actually a watch,
wow,
though.
Should I read them both at once?
No, this is actually a watch.
It's not indicated as such.
You are. I'm sorry. That's Scotty J's fault. Scotty J was supposed to go through stories. It's his job. To go through and make everything a watch. That's, thank you. It's his
I'm
job.
Digging up phones. I'm digging up phones.
That's a little ad hoc corpse watch.
Consuming things that's better left alone. But I'm resurrecting memories of love that's dead and gone. And I'm sitting alone.
All right, let's take this from the top. Pretend we didn't start to read it already.
Dateline Budapest, which is in Hungary. Hungarian builders who drank their way to the bottom of a huge barrel of rum while renovating a house got a nasty surprise when a pickled corpse tumbled out of an empty barrel.
There's no way to wash away the ick.
According to the online magazine, Zazera Who...
Who?
Yeah. That's Who, short for Hungarian, apparently.
Who?
Workers at the Zizi Gud in the south of Hungary tried to move the barrel after they drained it, only to find it was surprisingly heavy, and were even shocked when the body of a naked man fell out.
I don't know why the fact that he's naked is so horrifying. I mean, it's a dead corpse in a big barrel of rum that you've been drinking. But somehow the fact that he didn't have any pants on just makes it so much worse.
Well,
I don't know why.
The body of the man had been shipped back from Jamaica 20 years ago
by his wife
and a barrel of rum to avoid the cost of paperwork of an official return.
That's love. That's right there. That's what love is.
According to the website, workers said the rum in the 300-liter barrel had a special taste.
Yes, it's the taste of a dead Jamaican man's penis.
They even decanted a few bottles of it to take home. The wife had since died, and the man was buried in a proper grave.
I mean, there's no words for how horrifying that is.
Words escape us all.
The only corollary, that's not the right word, the only comparison I have,
yes,
is I have a friend of mine who was drinking a bottle of wine in Haiti, which seems like a dicey proposition to begin with. And he got to the bottom of the bottle of wine, and there was a huge, dead, waterlogged cockroach in the bottom. And in Haiti, those cockroaches are like the size of your hand. I mean, they're not, no screwing around.
They run for public office.
That's supported by the U.S. government.
Yes.
But that's no, there's really no comparison. You get to the bottom of a thing of rum and there's a big dead guy in there, 20 years. Nude. If he'd even had underwear on, it might not be so horrible in my head.
It would totally be more horrible, because just think of the underwear, what it's absorbed. And then that's like...
Are you thinking of putting Scotty J in the barrel?
Let's see. We got this. All right, Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, this is Dennis.
Hey, Dennis Pitzenbarger. What's up, man?
Not much. I was wondering, since you are supposedly going to get drunk on mescaline from the worm in the bottle, I was wondering if maybe some toes? I mean...
Is there something there? Oh, no. We're not going to be... No, he's...
Well, I would think that'd be kind of a combination bones cannibal watch, wouldn't it?
And 20 years ago, is that how long the guy been in there?
Yeah.
Let's move on.
I'm sorry. I was thinking outside the line. That's, I was coloring in another book.
Thinking outside the cask. All right, thank you, sir. That's Dennis. There's your corpse watch for.
I'm digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. Zooming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Here tonight I'm sitting alone. Digging up bones.
All right, I just got the best email ever. Subject line, Scuddy J the Hat. It's like snakes on a plane, only it's intern in a hat. Let's see, Sarah. All right. Here's Tim Riley. We'll do this. Let's do this. Do one more. Then we will again try this Encyclopedia Portlandia bit. It's going to work flawlessly once before we go home today. I don't
know. I'll try reading it much quicker.
Just skip like the middle five paragraphs.
Okay.
All right.
Just take anything out of it you want. It'll make sense.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
I'm just going to get it. I don't care if we have to stay here till 7 o'clock. It's going to run flawlessly once. Then we'll break. We'll come back with Scott Daly from Film Fever Radio. In the meantime, I am forwarding to Sarah Dillon a picture of Scotty J, almost nude, wearing a sombrero. Here's Tim Riley at the City Desk.
Police say a Warwick, Rhode Island man who is paralyzed from the waist down stabbed three people yesterday afternoon from the back of a parked SUV in Warwick.
Fantastic.
29-year-old Hector Rodriguez stabbed 32-year-old Hector Colon, an acquaintance, after an argument ensued between them. Colon, who was the front passenger seat patron, allegedly punched Rodriguez, who then pulled out a folding knife and stabbed Colon in the head.
Stabbed Colon in the head?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then, when Rodriguez's former wife, Mildred, attempted to intervene in the driver's seat, Edwin Rodriguez allegedly stabbed her in the arms.
Okay.
Then police say Rodriguez's 13-year-old daughter tried to intervene from outside the vehicle, and she was also stabbed. The infant in the vehicle was spared.
Okay. Many emails about the picture of Scotty J, such as, Rick, if I were gay, that picture would turn me straight. Ladies love the Taco Avenger. Captions coming in, such as, no, I can't read any of these. I said it like 2 minutes ago, I got like 10 pictures of him in a sombrero. They're all so fantastic. Well, this is worthy of Drew Curtis. It really is. It's 503-733. this sombrero is especially festive.
That one looks like he's about to be sucked into a UFO.
I know that this is a little frustrating for those who are not able to view the website right now, but trust me, it'll still be there. It'll be absolutely worth
it.
That
looks very festive.
This is the best picture ever. Look at that. Look how festive that is. It's genius.
Oh, I like that sombrero better.
Really? Should I forward it to you?
He respects
other
cultures,
obviously.
What am
I supposed to do with them? He's sending me all these
posted
pictures.
Post it at the MySpace page.
Okay.
And then, it's a holiday. This is how we pay tribute to our brothers from the South, mm-hmm. or wherever this is. I don't even know what Cinco de Mayo
is. They're
from
the South.
This is Cinco de Mayo?
Yes, it is a celebration of their freedom from France.
Now, I thought there was a different Mexican Independence Day.
There is. They don't celebrate it here. We only celebrate it here.
But this isn't Mexico.
No. It's a made-up holiday.
It's an excuse for Americans to go out and get wasted.
Woo! All right. Are we ready?
What are we doing?
What?
We're doing the encyclopedia thing. Then we're going to come back with Scotty D from Film Fever Radio. Are we ready?
I guess
no!
We are.
Wait.
Okay, we'll try it again.
We are so ready.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now being executed flawlessly and without error for the first time ever, broadcasting for the first time ever, a brand new bit never before played, never before offered to you, the Rick Emerson listening audience. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Jim Riley.
And now, AM 970 presents the Encyclopedia Portlandia.
Steve Prebente was an American Olympic runner born in Coos Bay, Oregon. Then attended University of Oregon, continuing to run and win three division cross-country championships and 4 3-mile titles in track and field. Prefontaine then competed in the 1972 Summer Olympics in Montreal and held the American record in every running event from 2,000 meters to 10,000 meters. Unfortunately, on May 30th, 1975, on his way home from a party down a well-known road, Prefontaine's car swerved left and hit a rock down the side of the street, trapping and killing him from under the overturned car at age 24. The papers called his death the end of an era. Whether it was alcohol-related or not still remains controversial. Steve Roland Prefontaine remains a legend to this day for track and field in Oregon.
This has been another entry in the Encyclopedia Portlandia from AM 970, Sun State Radio.
It's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. The question must be asked, and it is being asked by many people. What kind of, quote, friend takes this photo of you?
Yeah, what friends hang out in their underwear?
I think those are life friends.
Oh.
I think those are, you know what I'm talking about.
You know, I think we should let Scotty J come in here, and since he has an explanation, why don't we hear what he has to say?
Before we do that, let's welcome to the Rick Emerson program, Scotty D. Hold on.
Yeah, have you noticed his MySpace name is Scotty?
No,
what's
is
what's
it?
What's going on with that?
All right, hold on. Let me find the opening sound here. For our good friend, Scott Daly joining us, on the, Rick Emerson program. Wait, and here we go. Opening sound. That's not. Well, whatever.
That's just
right,
basically
Scott.
That. You know, I'm alright. First of all, I should now change my name because I've had a couple of people ask me, are you Scotty J?
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like, oh, God. Now with that picture? No. I am not Scotty J.
So
I'm thinking I might drop the I from my name on my MySpace. It's not working out.
Yeah,
so well.
I wouldn't be doing that. And
yeah.
No. FilmFeverRadio.com.
Now, yes, sir.
Now, you guys got episode 4 up?
Episode 4, our show last week, we had this great show, a big summer preview show with trailers,
yeah.
And we were ready to go.
What happened to it?
It got lost. It crashed.
Lost like Jimmy Hoffa or it just got deleted?
We don't know. It's a mystery. So I'm going to say Jimmy Hoffa because we don't know where
Aaron
it is.
Aaron was drunk,
wasn't
he? We
don't know what happened. No, we were both very sober.
Uh-huh.
And so we posted a 4-minute show with Aaron trying to explain what happened, and then we played Girl from Ipanita for the next 3 minutes and called it good. However, episode 5 is up right now at filmfeverradio.com.
And this one actually
has... it's the best damn show ever.
There's actual content in it?
Actual content.
Uh-huh.
We play movie trailers. We talk about what we do is we take the top 10 films of the summer we're looking forward to and play the trailers for you, talk about them, give our insights.
You don't have to give me number one. What's the number 2 film of the summer you're looking forward to?
The number 2 film that I'm looking forward to is Superman Returns.
Superman Returns.
Speaking of which, there's a new trailer up.
Which I've heard about, but I haven't seen it yet.
It's fantastic. It's probably one of the best trailers I've ever seen.
Is it the one with Brando?
No. Well, there's a little image of Brando kind of in the Fortress of Solitude.
Right.
But it really, it's more of a trailer than a teaser.
That's fantastic.
And it's got Kevin Spacey doing Luther. It looks just amazing. I'm excited.
I got this office here, so-called, and it's just like this tiny little closet. But I totally want to model on the Fortress of Solitude. Redecorate the inside and just
well, the opening
get
shot
big.
The opening shot of the trailer is actually the Fortress of Solitude, and it looks so good.
What? Look at that.
Sarah's tuned out again.
No.
And I'm going to fight a giant mechanical spider.
Sounds like a great idea for your closet office.
Rick Emerson won't come out of the closet. but take out my gun. Should we interrupt this and have Scotty J come in?
Yes.
Scotty J.
For the love of God.
Yeah.
Scotty J.
We need to hear that.
To the on-air studio.
That's
Scotty J. To the AM 970 studio. Thank you.
He must have lost a bet or something.
All right, Scotty J., how are you, sir?
Doing good, Rick.
So, Scotty, we've asked
Hi,
you here
Scotty.
Today. There's this
going?
Picture of you that surfaced here at CBS Radio Portland.
Right, I haven't seen it yet, so I'd like.
Would
to
you like to see it now?
It.
We can show it to you. Would you like to see it when
would
we
you
got
like
it?
Pre or post sombrero?
I'd like to see it
as it is now.
Pre before the sombrero.
Oh
thing.
Well, I'm sorry. That's not going to be good either. Here we go, and it's right there.
Oh, nice.
There it is.
Okay, first of all.
Uh huh.
No,
How old were you?
I was 18, and no, I do not.
You'd finished growing by then?
That's right.
Oh,
no, I
sorry.
Do not still have those underwear.
Okay.
Those have moved on, number
uh-huh.
one. Number two, a woman took this picture.
Oh, is it a woman named Mike? Because that's who sent this to me.
Right. Mike used to be a roommate of mine.
Used to be a woman.
Yeah, used to be a woman. No, he used to be a roommate of mine, and he must have dug through my desk or something like that.
So are you wearing some kind of disguise, or is that actually what you look like?
No, actually, that was a...
Oh!
Well, I understand that he was 18
nice.
A while ago.
Snap!
I just...
Actually,
no,
that was very,
I'm not trying to be mean.
That was very stylish. When I was 18, that puts us back in the 80s. I was very stylish.
That underwear is
stylish.
Actually pretty hip.
That's
no,
right.
It's not.
It's coming
it
back, I'm telling
it
you.
It is.
It's coming back.
So.
That? Women want to see that?
Yeah. Man panties, they're hot.
Man panties. Jesus Christ.
So,
All right. You've got this kind of slack-jawed expression. Hey, you got to see me the sombrero.
It was for a woman. So was that, is that
That's
a,
right.
Is that a seductive pose?
I think it was like I'm shocked that you took a picture of me type of a photo.
Well, let's
God,
here.
Your friend's a bastard.
Here, let's look at you got to see it now, though. It's even better. It's been improved. Let's go to the Rick Emerson.
The guy did not take this picture.
All right, hold on. Let's go to the... hold on. You got to see the new version of this. And, wait, hold on, right there. There you go.
It's not even a real sombrero, it's a cartoon.
It's festive,
they should turn
you
the
bastard.
Whole, they should turn the whole picture into a cartoon.
Okay. All right. So there you go. So, you know, I'm just saying. Okay, there you go. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Scotty J.
That's so...
We have to be nice. So Scotty J is a very good-looking
man. He is really... And he, okay.
He's very good-looking, and he's taking our crap very well.
And he does Rick, a really good job.
Rick, is he a handsome man?
He's a handsome man.
Uh-huh. I would say Scotty J is handsome.
I would say he's an attractive man.
And I've never called a man handsome or attractive, so...
To be more confident. Just
No. It's nothing to do with confidence.
He's an attractive man. He's an attractive... He's normal. He's a hard worker. He's industrious.
Well, the name of Scotty J, too.
Looks like he greases himself up pretty regularly. So there you go. All right. So so you haven't actually. Here's the thing.
Let's not do this again.
Well, I just got to ask this.
All right.
You are presumably Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com, a film reviewer. When is the last time you came in here with the review of a new film? Have you done it today?
I'm starting to question my worth here on this Rick Emerson show. No, because I was off...
You're going to start reviewing Lifetime movies?
Well, Channel 6 movie of the week was great.
Okay.
Film Fever has been kind of static for like last 11
static.
Months.
Is that like I was between assignments?
Exactly.
I was
exactly.
Exploring my options.
We're on hiatus.
Okay.
I was... removed, for lack of a better phrase, from the screening list from all the studios and whatnot. So now I've got to go back. I've got to say, hey, this is what we're doing. I sent them an email promoting this show that's up on FilmFeverRadio.com right now.
The one where it's just Girl from Ipanema?
No, our new one. Our special edition, episode 5.
Special edition, now with content.
Now with content, exactly.
Now with now with substance.
So we're gonna get back to film review and we're gonna do it. It just takes a little bit of time. See, and I've built a really good rapport with all these studios. And oddly enough, the studios that I've been having the hardest time with, they're already okay with me going. They're already starting to send me invites again, so.
All right. So you
it's just a bit of a challenge.
To contribute to.
I do. I've got FilmFeverRadio.com to plug and
so you've got a thing to advertise
here and
so he has something to plug. That's how you're selling it.
Yeah,
Scotty.
I'm sorry.
Do you have a picture of you in an embarrassing pose?
No.
Do you have a picture of you naked with your newborn child?
Do you have a picture of your wife breastfeeding that we can post? You know why we're saying that, right?
I do. Yes,
okay. I don't want to get into some. All right. Because
we
got 17 minutes and it stops at the distillery. We got a break. Here's what we've got.
Okay.
I've got Scotty J, who did a piece of production for us that he wants us to play. He brought in this thing. He's like, I did this really great piece of production for you. Would you like to play it?
Have you listened to
it? I have listened to it.
Is it great? Oh, it's totally worth listening to.
What do you think?
I have faith in Scotty J.
Okay. We've got that. I've got Xbox files, and you're clutching a sheaf of papers.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I am.
Are those movie passes for people?
Are those reviews? Is it content?
No, I wanted, since you were doing your Jaws in 60 seconds, you did your Glenn Ross in 60 seconds, I thought, you know what, I could try my Reservoir Dogs in 60 seconds. And since you advertise it on rickemerson.com, I thought maybe I would give people what
Once you do that,
what they want.
And we'll try to play the Scotty J thing and the Xbox, the new Xbox files anyway.
I don't know if I can now.
Or
if I should. What do you think, Sarah? Should I do it?
I think you should do it.
Well... Your reaction to Rick's...
I have no music.
Seconds.
I don't have a bed for it.
No, it's just like, Rick wants to listen to this Xbox thing. It's just torture.
You know what? The Xbox thing has been teased for, 10 days now?
Yeah.
You know, we could do that.
Okay, I'm going to do it right now.
All right.
No, you lost.
No?
What?
Okay, all right. I'll do my Reservoir.
It's funny.
What's Scotty do? Is that, you know
I'll
what?
Do my thing.
We gave you your moment in the sun 3 times with your damn 60-second movies,
it was
okay?
Genius. It was fine.
Okay.
And this is the cleaned-up Reservoir.
And I did a good Robert Shaw, too.
It was a damn fine Reservoir.
Not with 3 on him, he can't! All right, fine.
I like the singing.
Okay. All right.
Fine, you jerks, go.
Hey, you're the one who asked me what I'm clutching in my hands.
I'm sitting back here. Okay. Well. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Scott Daly, Reservoir Dogs in 60 seconds.
I'll pick up the check. You guys leave the tip. Okay, everybody, cough up some green for the little lady. Cough up a buck, you cheap bastard. I paid for your goddamn breakfast. All this blood is scaring the S out of me. Oh, excuse me. I didn't realize you had a degree in medicine. Are you a doctor? Orange got tagged. Gunshot. Oh, this is bad. This is so bad. Is it bad as opposed to good? The cops didn't show up till after the alarm went off. They didn't show up till Mr. Blonde started shooting everyone. You kids don't play so rough. Somebody's going to start crying. Don't take another step, Mr. White. What's this guy's problem? What's my problem? Yeah, I got a problem. I got a big problem with any trigger-happy madman who almost gets me shot. You gonna bark all day, little doggy, or are you gonna bite? Well, that was sure exciting. You're a big Lee Marvin fan, aren't you? My heart's beating so fast here. All right, guys, follow me. How'd you feel about pulling a heist with five of the guys? What's the cut? Juicy, Junior. Real juicy. Now, where were we? I told you I don't know anything about any setup. I don't know anything. You could torture me if you want. Thanks. Don't mind if I do. What's your name? Marvin Nash. Listen to me, Marvin Nash. I'm a cop. Marvin, I need you to hold on. There are officers positioned and waiting to move in a block away. Just hold on, buddy boy. I'm sorry. I can't believe she killed me.
All right. There That's you it. Go, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
That was, what, a minute like Thank 10?
It was like a minute 10.
Well done. Thank you, sir. Music, and you inserted sound effects. And, gunshot.
And
gunshot.
He didn't have the production like you did.
That's right.
Well, you know.
That's off the cuff.
He doesn't have the mad Rick Emerson skills either, but not everyone can.
And I hardly looked at the production room. The scary thing is I hardly even looked at the script. That
Me
was
too. I did the Jaws one from memory. Yeah, I did the Jaws and Glengarry Glen from memory. I used Google.
I went back to the script and kind of looked at little things, maybe words that I missed, but that's pretty much mostly from memory.
Well, should we break here and get it out of the way?
That's my contribution, you bastard.
No, why don't we just play that damn Xbox thing now?
Oh, yeah, play the Xbox thing. We'll break. If we have time, we'll play this piece of production that Scotty J brought us this morning. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Xbox files. This is from April. From April 27th.
And how many films have I seen?
This is, this is from a Halo 2 game. This is from Team Slayer, Halo 2, April 27th. Playing with a guy named Senor Jordan, who is he's the primary speaker here in this. This is the Xbox files, my most recent online Halo 2 game. Here we go. Xbox files on the Rick Emerson Show.
Slayer.
That's not me, by the way. None of these voices are me.
Nice kill. Give me some cover. Suppressing fire, bitches. I'd rather stay at home and hang out with her than sit here at the bar. Nice shot.
Cook game.
Roll out. Straight ahead. I'm trying to shoot him. I'm trying to shoot bitches.
It's like Kyle. It's all bitches with these guys.
See you, bitch. You get off my shit.
That's fantastic.
Hey, give me a little hot route. Give me a little hot route to the reload. I got you.
Sounds like gay porn.
I got you.
Game over.
This one guy, Senor Jordan. This is his name, Senor.
Game beat three people.
Yay! Nice. You're good. You're good. You're good.
Nobody was except you, so you can stop right about now.
So you can shut the up. Get out of here, Jordan.
Oh my God, Senor, man.
That sounds like my
Senor
cousin.
Senor, por favor, stick on your forehead.
That's all I'm saying. Please, may I stick my on your forehead, bitch?
Stop. Am I speaking proper Spanish?
Don't care.
Don't even care either. Shut the.
I don't care. You're the one that has Senor in your name, you fag.
Senor, faggo.
Senor, take it in the a-o.
You have all these written down in case you see someone with Senor.
There you go. Come on, it's genius. Genius!
It can't beat the booby doctorism.
Nothing can beat the booby doctorism.
Yeah.
Nothing can hurt the grimace. All right, it's, funny dicks. We'll be back after this. It's the Rick Emerson Show. If you laugh more at Scotty J's thing, I'll kill you all. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We return next. Like us at 3, World Famous Phil Hendry Show. Stay there. AM 970 Solid State Radio. Not that you need it, baby. You're perfect
sure.
to me.
I know.
Sugar pie. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We now enter the saddest part of the day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Rick, about a magician dying. I don't recall his name, but a magician died a few short years ago. His trick was he was lowered into a grave in an acrylic coffin. The grave was then filled with cement. The coffin collapsed and he died. I remember one big bubble coming to the surface. Yeah. Good time. The best part was how you laughed and then tried to cover it up just then.
No, that's a terrible story.
Uh-huh.
I would never laugh.
Yeah, I would. We're here with Scott Daly.
Who has nothing.
Brought us nothing today.
That is not true.
He brought us Reservoir Dogs in 70 seconds.
It is true.
That's right.
Okay. Okay, so here's what we got, Sarah. We got the guy who sent us the picture of Scotty J.
Okay, let's play Scotty J's thing first.
And we've got his man on the street thing. Okay.
Okay.
So do you remember a few weeks ago, I was talking about the kids today, and how I didn't think the kids today were familiar with Grimace, the Hamburglar, so forth, all the McDonald's characters of yore. Scotty J said, correct me if I'm wrong, he pulled over by the side of the road, immediately wrote this bit, found a child somewhere,
yeah,
and
that's kind of scary.
And kidnapped a child.
Look at that picture again.
And would you like to go to Michael Jackson's house? And recorded this bit. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Scotty J with a bit he calls the Emerson Beat.
Scotty J reporting, Rick kicked me to the curb in the blazing sun to get the Emerson Beat from the street. We are going to get to the bottom of this burning question.
You too, buddy.
Note to self, wait for walk sign. Oh, here's a guy that might have the answer. Excuse me, sir. Do you mind if I ask a couple of quick questions?
Sure.
Okay. We're doing a survey here. Have you heard of a restaurant called McDonald's?
Yes.
Don't need the microphone, kid. This is not a chicken McNugget.
Okay.
What do you think about McDonald's?
I don't know.
Do you like it?
Kind of.
So you're a real McDonald's connoisseur?
I don't know. What's a connoisseur?
Surely you've heard of people flushing their alligators down the toilet, and then they grow up to be big and strong, feeding on the pipes under suburbia?
Kind of.
You're an alligator when it comes to McDonald's, right?
Sure.
Okay, that's not the real question. I need you to name 10 out of the 8 McDonald's characters for me.
Ronald McDonald? I don't know. I don't remember the name.
Clearly not the answer I'm looking for. What do you think of Rick Emerson?
I don't know.
Who's your favorite radio disc jockey?
Ronald McDonald.
Do you know who Rick Emerson is?
I don't know.
How old are you, sir?
7.
All I can say is get your college education. I mean, look what it did for me. Now beat it, kid. I dug a little deeper, and here's the real McDonald's cast of characters. Ronald McDonald, Hamburglar, Grimace, Birdie, Sunday, Tika, Chicken McNuggets, and, of course, the Fry Kids. So there you go. 1 out of 1 kid does not know the good folks over there at McDonald's land. Scotty J with the Emerson Beat from the street.
Oh my God!
Jesus God!
I thought my head was gonna
Z. That really does deserve a Z, by the way.
Oh.
So the key words, kids. The word of the day is overproduced.
Scotty, that was really good.
Stopping him. No, he pulled. I saw the notepad. He pulled over by the side of the road. I swear to Christ, I saw this. He pulled over by the side of the road.
In a giant van?
In a van. And wrote it out.
Oh, I thought you meant to a kid.
No, he wrote it out in longhand and then found a child and stuck a mic in his face, recorded it, and put it together and brought it in.
Excuse me, son. Can you help me with this couch?
I told him, are you a man of science, Morgan? And then it was, and I told him that maybe to streamline it a little bit. But his heart was in the right place.
That was really impressive.
That his heart was in the right place, and
we may have to hire him as a producer for Film Fever Radio.
Yeah. don't you don't want to do that? But I told him
Scotty's time to shine. He's getting the younger.
He could be our intern
if he could focus it down a little bit, strip away.
The beat it was lost on me.
Well, the Rick Emerson beat.
Rick Emerson show quickly. Who is this?
This is Nick.
Hey, wait, what do you got?
Hey, I'm wondering, wasn't back in the day the Moon Man? He was a part of the little McDonald's crew?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe.
His posse?
Could be. I don't know. All right, I don't know anything. How long do we have?
Like a minute.
All right, hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who is this?
This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. Are you the Mike who sent the photo of Scotty J?
I am.
Why did you do that?
You're a terrible person.
I have what you call a wall of shame of all my friends, and that was the best one of Scott.
Are there others of Scott?
Yeah, there are.
Okay, we'll be expecting those within the day.
Well, I don't know. I think he's going to pretty much kill me for that one.
Well, if the ship has sailed, what have you got to lose at this point?
I know,
really?
That's true. I'm already pretty much dead, I think.
All right. Why do you have that photo?
Well, Scott and I were roommates years ago back in our 20s, and when he moved out, he just left some stuff, and that was one of the things.
Why would you ever leave that behind? Why would you not burn it? All right. Thank you, Mike, for sending that. You've made our day.
All right.
All right, there you go. I'm going to post the Scotty J thing on my website, by the way. The beat on the street woo thing, whatever it was. His heart was in the right place. I think we have to have him do more, though. What do you think?
I think so, absolutely.
I vote yes on Scotty J doing more stuff on the street. Scott Daly?
Heck yeah, man. That's good stuff.
All right.
Good stuff, man.
All right, we want to thank Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com. Go there now. Download episode 5 now with actual things happening.
Actual content.
We want to thank CNN Radio correspondent Bob Costantini, who called and couldn't get through. We want to thank CNN Radio correspondent Gary Baumgarten in New York. Rick Emerson Show produced today and every day by the lovely Sarah X. Dillon. For AM 970 Solid State Radio, News Director Tim Riley, intern, is the one and only multifaceted, multi-talented Scotty J. Like us next, world famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. As always, don't let the bastards grind you down. Thank you for listening. Have a good weekend. Be safe. See y'all on Monday. Bye.
Scotty J reporting. Rick, kick me to the...
Attention FM DJs in the greater Portland area. Your daily show prep is now concluded. Thanks for listening.